Morning, Jane. Good morning, Luke. Good morning, everyone. Perfect morning.
Good morning, everyone. Please stop with kindness.
Good morning, brother Andrea. Please come to me.
Before we start, as I said, I'd just like to welcome the gentleman there at the back. He's from PMG, I think.
Yes.
Can you introduce yourself?
I'm Obi McNeil Samuel.
I'm Obi McNeil Samuel. PMG.
Thank you very much. Of their budget,
And whether we choose to live in the month of January, we can choose the same, and whether we choose to live on Sunday and the matter. In terms of local government, as you think of December, the expense of the 7.1% of the budget, you'll remember, in terms of the adjustment estimate, that they received about 115 million there in the adjustment estimate, which increases their budget, but obviously they have not been spent by the end of December, and therefore it doesn't understand. Also, they also take a in terms of what kind of allocations that was made, it was in terms of drug release and in terms of aerial firefighting, which you will understand that the expenditure items will obviously accelerate them after the month of December. So overall, in terms of where we find ourselves in December compared to January now, which is because of the procedures in terms of the heads up, in terms of at the end of January, the department, the province will get 80% of its budget by the end of January. When we look at them, the public entities, similarly for public entities, in comparison to the spending, total spending, the public entities will spend about 70% of its budget, and they were showing a underspending of about 9 million rand, mostly within the Western Cape Gambling Board, and then also within the Western Cape Nature Conservation Board, also known as Cape Nature. So, Cape Nature, the 6.7 projected underspending is really a combination of the department not receiving the funding from the National Department as planned. However, when we interrogated the Cape Nature in terms of whether that will affect any of the planned projects by the end of the year afterwards, no, so they anticipate to still spend on all their projects. In terms of the financial year. And then also the Western Cape Gambling and Racing Board, the projected underspending of 3.8 million rand that is reflected relates to the loss of the limited payout machine. But as part of the adjustment estimate in November, the provincial treasury has indicated that they would make a transfer of about 3.3 million to the Gambling Board for the loss of this revenue fee. And therefore that will be done later in the fourth quarter of the financial year, which is not reflected as at the end of December. So all in all, in terms of risk, then for the Gambling Board and the Cape Nature, none of it is indicated that there's a risk of underspending. When we look at infrastructure, we spent 64% of our budget at the end of December. And then you'll see that the Cape Nature that has spent about 38% of its budget, that is mainly due to Commonwealth Phase 2, that is slower than expected, and in terms of contractors are expected to be on site in the month of March for that project. And then in terms of the next slide is in terms of the non-financial information, and that the Lina Ishma from the Department of the Premier will take it through. Thank you. Dependencies on stakeholders and
Of infrastructure, because infrastructure is also very important in
creating economic growth and job opportunities and things like that. It's quite a concern, and we all know we don't budget year on year, it's a multi-year budget. So normally your answer is, oh, they started really late, but I mean, everybody was quite clear in terms of what's supposed to come to that department. Chairperson, then, one or two questions on the next set of slides. I just want to ask, there's a preliminary performance information for the third quarter. Now, when you say preliminary, I would like to understand the status of this document. I remember in the past, we also had one preliminary one, and I think that was helpful. But you had to go back to them and first sit down with them and almost check and clear everything. So I don't want to dig into them missing targets or partially achieving targets, and that word preliminary means something that might say it's going to change or it can change. And then I get all upset around the targets not being achieved and that's actually not what it's going to be. So we will have to get that clarity before I endeavor to ask questions around this. Thank you.
Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you, Sir Desmond. Before I get to deal with the elements of the report, the first time I find is to congratulate the local government for working hard in sending the budget 100% of the quarter and third quarter allocation. But I just want to anticipate that I would be correct in saying that the 99% that you're referring to includes the underperforming departments. Because if you've got so many underperforming departments below average, it worries me. I would like to be convinced otherwise that they will spend as required and achieve their targets. How much are you working in that regard to encourage them to spend? And that is slide 14, the way you have highlighted that. And also, in terms of the general observation, if one looks at the departments that are not performing, the explanatory notes on page 5, it says it is because of compensation of employees. And also, I'm assuming that the other element in hand, the skeptics or trying to try and find those people. What are you doing to try and exercise that? We can't keep that as an explanation forever when the money is not being spent. I'm trying to understand, how do you deal with that? Perhaps the CFO can answer that question, but I'm trying to understand if we're going to explain the same thing at the end of the financial year, that is going to be a problem. How we're addressing that in order to mitigate against the not spending that budget. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, I'll hand over to the department and do another round. Because there's quite a lot of questions to ask, we do another round. Over to you,
Chair, thanks for the questions. I'm going to ask the speakers to do a first round a set of responses on the financial performance slash underperformance. And then I'll ask Mr. Klaas Lagerwinter to talk through some of the infrastructure things. And then the session office to talk to one of the questions on the non-financial performance. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. Coming back to the questions in terms of the impact of my subject. First of all, in terms of the fixed expenditure as at end of December, and as I indicated in my introduction, the SECCAR also takes the adjusted budget in November into account. So it does not include the 100 million that we are in the process in terms of the legislation process of passing. In terms of the 100 million. So this is excluded from these grants. So to get clarity on that. Then further on human settlement, there were some questions regarding in terms of the slower that's not also turning on the capitalist budget and also coming to answer the question of saying in terms of giving an update for the commitment in terms of what the currency and things like that, trying to paint that picture. So as of end of December, when these citizens have found themselves in certain capitalist projects, is that certain contractors have not been appointed as of end of December, for example. And that was on the project. That was, for example, on the Pontex project that was not appointed at that stage. Then also on the Flatterland project, the contractor at that stage was also obtaining construction guarantees with their bank. So there was, in terms of from that perspective, that there was still on the catalytic project. But subsequently, the contractor is on the project, and now the project and the expenditure is flowing. And therefore, we indicated in terms of what the department is projecting. At this stage in January, the department is projecting to spend its full budget. Because contractors have not come on site, and there are still some catalytic projects that at this stage has not come up, and that the people in Spain City that was reported to us, that has not yet come on in terms of expenditure to that concern. Then regarding tech nature, I think the question was about tech nature, and then the tech nature was in terms of the receiving funding from national departments. Now what usually happens is that departments, this is not necessarily DORA, but departments can, national departments, some of their projects that they have, the accreditation is implemented. So in terms of, I'm not specifically referring to the project, but I mean your water vice project, working on water, and those kinds of projects, that the department and the free accreditation needs to actually submit its business plan. And that business plan has to go through certain approvals at the national level, and then also in terms of an agreed payment schedule. Now sometimes, for whatever reason, there could be that the department or credit nature or the public entity does not meet its targets, or that there is not alignment in terms of the business plan. Now the way a public entity is put together, especially in terms of the accounting system, is that obviously they receive that revenue. They cannot spend and reflect their spending as yet. So therefore you'll see that in terms of as soon as the payment is not according to the schedule, then in terms of expenditure will not be reflected in the revenue. So just as a proof of an accounting factors that the entity can subscribe to. Then in terms of the Western Cape Racing and Gambling Board at that third quarter, and regarding the question around whether this will be given to the end of the new financial year, again, this conflict is at end of December. And what the slide was indicating is that in terms of end of December, so end of November, the transfer payment from the provincial treasury to the gambling board was approved, and in terms of our payment agreement with the gambling board, it will be done in the fourth quarter. So actually it's been done in the month of February, and so that transfer payment has already been made subsequently. Then just overall, if I could deal with some of the questions around about in terms of the expenditure that is reflected now, but some of the departments are spending slower than others, and various reasons for it. Some of it is in terms of the business model that particular department operates under. Other reasons are that in terms of the implementation of its budget on the infrastructure side, that there could be in terms of various steps that are slower than what anticipated. But what the departments are projecting, and that's what we were trying to say since the 99%, in terms of what the departments are reflecting, that if there are any risks in terms of the current rate of spending, in terms of when they then mitigate the risk, what do they see and project to spend at the end of the financial year. And at the end of January, they refer to spend 99% of its budget. So further, the question was, So from our side, what we also then give in terms of advice to the department in terms of what is allowed in terms of the law and what is not allowed on a daily basis, but also then to get a sense from the department in terms of which of the expenditure they want to get a round of application for. This year, this is very important, so I'm advocating to also indicate to the committee in terms of, for us, and we try to do on a daily basis to check the interest of spending on tax, for example, because we just passed an adjustment budget now regarding local government and the spending against that. We try to monitor that, and we also try to monitor the premium totality in terms of the spending of the tax funds. And then also to advise departments rather than in terms of not spending the money effectively is not in place in order to do so in terms of good governance, and then rather than ask for our own work, but then to put some processes in place to make sure that just because it's the end of a financial year doesn't start slow for the day. So that we make sure that in terms of especially tax is concerned, that we're putting processes in place that continue spending on the day to day of the financial year for the department.
Thank you, Jane. Just some more detail on the infrastructure side. I think the members correctly concerned that in some cases the potential for understanding is pretty high. So both the education and all this potential at this stage for around about 100 million sort of understanding how the project will be completed. Let me just get some of the background on transport. This fiscal indication that they will be able to spend the full budget cap later will be slightly under. Most probably public works will be under around about 30 million or so. And human settlements is still on track. What happens up in the real world is that the construction industry is particularly under tremendous pressure at the moment. And some of the contractors that they had contracts with went bankrupt or under red steel and so forth. And that then delayed the some of the more detailed newspapers. So I'm not going to mention names of companies, but be familiar with some of them in the other sites. And that then put the part under the pressure, some projects they committed to that could have been one public works and one contractor for the maintenance side, it's not three contracts, but it's eight contracts, and the contractor is not performing. They also see the same on some of the professional service providers that the probably environment professionals, the conservators and architects and so on, that is not performing as expected. So they're causing delays and then legal services assisting with some of the litigation processes and advice and so forth to handle some of it. So then, in the essence of it, the environment is fairly tough in the construction industry. I think there's an undercutting taking place, and then to some extent, the profit margin is not there, and then it's just with the recovery. In terms of some of the projects, I don't know, particularly details on some of the projects, except on fact major ones that we so familiar with now, and that's like the Quilberg one. The as you know, we didn't have the rights in the first place, we had the zoning rights, and the rights to get that in place now. The procurement took a bit longer, but again, some of the reports are not quite up to standard in terms of the dedicated process. So they are seen to having an impact on government as well. So the infrastructure and being able to change is a bit under the but I don't think it will be in a bigger picture, a lot of money that will not be changed, but it might be sort of missing in some of the parts. We understand that that can be quite aware of that gap. And in improving the presentation and the use and the value of performances from that gap, we will from the force on from the financial on produce a course
from the
feeling it was a name. The basic therapy was the name which the data pollution had taken place was quarter one, the article 3 limited information. Quarter one in 30th of June, about 5 days after that, the article 4 papers in July, the article 3 limited information. That 3 limited report is signed by the police. Captured onto the system, mainly it was recaptured and it being submitted to the bringing now. Previously it was the Mr. Friggin and International Commission. So there's no then the following quarter with the article 3 preliminary information of the second quarter, at the same time they ask you the question to be asked was to be validated. Performance of the previous work. There's no reporting cycle in between those two timelines where there is another reporting cycle where they ask you for validated information sooner than when the reporting cycle sets in and they ask you for the preliminary information. So the validated performance data is always so it is similar to that it is elected, it is processed, and it takes the very late period before it has to be validated. That, therefore, we will always observe that the preliminary information is being communicated, there will always be a little footnote asterisk to indicate that it's preliminary. Okay, that's kind of one look at the reason for deviation and why actually Then that connects with the patient's outcome in economic space, which is demand driven. Some of the departments, not all departments, but in economic development and building in particular, targets were achieved in previous quarters. So one has to look at the overachieving in previous quarters so that they actually have GPS in this particular quarter. In agriculture in particular, it's down. Now, to be public work, the data not being available at the time during the preliminary report. And that's a very good example of that during the preliminary report data will be available. So it could change during the validation, where the data will be available. Where there are challenges of client departments, contractual delays, and where they have delayed procurement process that has service provider appointed a good condition. Those are of the key high issues that I can confirm. And in the entity space about demand driven again, fish figures in there, and the meeting with the operation is one, downtown through again, and talk to GCC.
Thank you, Mahitra. Thank you to me and the staff to share your responses to our question. And now that we have time, so we can keep an eye on the partners so that the team of the part-time improvement is good. And to the base of the world, those partners also have English.
See what's happening in both of health and education. Thank you.